Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the morning bulletin, I am Matsina. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in different states and union territories. Former Bihar Assembly Speaker Nandkishore Yadav has been appointed as governor of Nagaland. Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain has been appointed as governor of Bihar. Governor of Tamil Nadu Arun Ravi has been appointed as governor West Bengal. Governor of Kerala Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar will discharge the functions of governor of Tamil Nadu. The president has accepted the resignation of governor of West Bengal. Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, has been appointed as Governor of Himachal Pradesh. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh. Former diplomat Taranjit Singh Sandhu has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Delhi. Governor of Himachal Pradesh, Shiv Pratap Shukla, has been appointed as Governor of Telangana. Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma has been appointed Governor of Maharashtra. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan is embarking on a three-day visit to Nagaland, Mizoram and Tripura starting today. During the visit, the Vice President will grace the 8th convocation of Nagaland University at Lumami today. On Saturday, Mr. Radhakrishnan will be the chief guest at the 20th convocation of Mizoram University in Aizawl, Mizoram. On his last leg of visit, the Vice President will attend the 14th convocation of Tripura University in Agartala, Tripura. In view of the Vice President's visit, Dimapur Police has temporarily declared the area within Jammu Kedima district as red zone or no-fly zone from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. The police also prohibited use of any kind of remotely piloted aircraft drones. Further, conduct of any kind of firing practice by security forces, civil police, central police or private firing range or any civilian holder of licensed firearms and bursting of any kind of firecrackers are also restricted during the same time period. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. Delivering the keynote address, President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, said the Global South will decide the next world order, and India will play a deciding factor in it.
Global power balance has shifted. The Global South has both demography and economy on its side. I mean, here we are in a country which is portraying growth rates of 7%, probably projecting all the way to 2047. And at the same time, it's the biggest democracy in the world. The era of a Western-dominated world is over, but it will take some time to sink in across the West.
On shaping the new world order, Dr. Stubbs highlighted that India has been applying value-based realism for thousands of years. He said this is evident in how India works as a constructive member of the United Nations. Dr. Stubbs said India should have a permanent seat in the UN Security Council. He added that India has been under no illusion and has based its foreign policy on a pragmatic worldview. Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar said Indians must continue to develop sharp global awareness. He said the discussions over the next few days will be about new capabilities, technology, AI and new mindsets.
Discussions over the next few days will be about new capabilities, military, economic, energy, human resources, and above all, technology. AI particularly awaits us. It will also be about two new mindsets, the greater propensity to take risks, equally the growing resolve to de-risk and diversify.
The theme this year is Samskara, assertion, accommodation, advancement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation today morning through video conferencing. Under this theme, 8 different webinar sessions are being held covering 4 major sectors: agriculture, animal husbandry and dairying, fisheries and rural livelihoods. The post-budget webinar will focus on promoting high-value agriculture by unlocking the potential of crops such as cashew, coconut, sandalwood, agarwood, almonds, walnuts and pine nuts. It will also deliberate on the opportunities offered by Bharat Vistar, the AI-powered digital public infrastructure for agriculture. The Ministry of Rural Development, in collaboration with My Bharat, will launch a nationwide digital campaign titled VBG-RAMG Youth Digital Campaign from today. The objective of the campaign is to ensure widespread public awareness about the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rural Employment and Livelihood Mission, Rural Act 2025. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 254, England scored 246 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. India will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.